तने चरण सके जो संजोम को कदो नि मोह है सार तीन की ही रे सार तीन की ही रे तने या तो कौन से तो
तन तो
जो हमारे कांडा में ये पाए
Do
Rova nam ganta da nyam be sim jin tam je ju tung do si yi mi jin ta lam ne ba yang da ba zo ba san je ju gong ba no mo ju du bar sa te yi je do tam be chu le tu san gong sum ju chun bar je o nyam be san ba san ju ju do to ji bo ngon do tang de san bar
Rinpoche asks us to first of all develop the enlightened attitude, that is the wish that we want to attain the supreme state of Buddhahood, which neither abides within existence nor in peace, for the benefit of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky. In order to attain the state of Buddhahood, we have to engage ourselves in listening, reflecting, and meditating upon the genuine Dharma.
Zhujin namba ngayi nani xizan zhu re xizan zhu teni layang ne kyo yobare ne kyo po re re la kap yek yate kap yip te tamba yobale ne tangbo ndur yin ki tingi khan tenpa te la dene tekpa chenpi lo tekpa mamba ngonpi lo par tujun koli lo Chepar do, dene zogpa chenpi loktan ye yobar le, dene tikin ki loktan do diki.
Today, Rinpoche is going to explain a chapter of a text by Jamgon Kongtro Lodre Taye. Jamgon Kongtro Lodre Taye has composed five so-called treasuries, five texts of collection of texts, which are called treasuries. And this one Rinpoche is teaching from today is called the Treasury of Knowledge. The Treasury of Knowledge has 10 main chapters. All of these 10 main chapters are divided into four. Therefore, there are 40 chapters. Rinpoche is going to explain from the first main chapter, which teaches how the universes came about. It is also divided into four sub-chapters. The first sub-chapter teaches a general explanation how the universes come about according to the Mahayana tradition. Then a particular explanation of how the universes come about due to the Hinayana tradition. The third one is how they come about due to the Kala Chakra. And the fourth chapter is a particular explanation according to Mahati or Mahasandhi.
Tele tambo tikpa chimbu lo kheba la tsab sakhi ni re jochin kangle songwa tang Yenge kopa ngu tenpa nyi. Tangpo jujin kangli songwa tela yang dor tenpa tang yepar kheba nyi.
The chapter about how the universe came about according to the Mahayana is divided into two. First is the explanation of the causes and conditions which give rise to the universes, and then the explanation of the actual arrangement of the universes. The first of those, the causes and conditions, is again divided into two. There is a brief explanation of the causes and conditions and an expanded explanation of the causes and conditions.
Tela tangbon dor temba ne thum jochin chedan seda ne hisabson.
The first of those, the brief explanation, corresponds to one verse, to one line of root verse, which in our text is, I fear, the first line on the fourth, well, the fourth line, the first line. It says, Tokme Gyukyen Chidang Chedrak Ni. And in English it is, the initial causes and conditions, general and particular. The Tibetan text starts on page 173. Yeah, I repeat the English. The initial causes and conditions, general and particular. Kung Fu Jesu. Dan go vidu, Chi go vidu.
Savate. Savate, Chi go vidu.
Yeah, you should write down the root text. So the initial causes and conditions, comma, general and particular.
Savate, Chi. Savate, Martina, Savate, Kabe.
You should. You should. The initial causes and conditions, comma, general and particular. Full stop. A period.
Kipati Durza Dang Durza Simjin Tang Durzi Tumba Niji Tender Tsokwale Tsokwale Soma Hinkan Jianzo Tumar Jung Jotang Jin Jetang Sedra Panam Jetsor Nehi Leng Lang.
The general and particular causes and conditions which in the beginning or initially bring about an ocean of universes arising from the coming together of the interrelation of those to be tamed, which are the sentient beings, and the tamer, who is the teacher, the Buddha.
Tene ta sanje je durza durbe kien te durza semti je jeva mama suena je tso sakpa tang te pala sopa tang durzi tumba ni je tende la tin te tene sanje je durgin ji tin je kan te songo le.
This worldly universe came about due to the interrelation of those to be tamed and the tamer. Those to be tamed are sentient beings due to their accumulation of merit, due to their faith, and also due to the tamer, namely the Buddha, the teacher, due to their interrelation the worldly realms or the worldly universes came about. Rinpoche puts that into a logical argument. What we had in class the other day, the takjar, which is given the worldly given the Buddha realms or the Buddha universes, they appear due to the interrelation of those to be tamed and the tamer, because all phenomena depend on interrelation.
This is not Sanjay Kingam Yang Durza, same thing than Durzi Tumbe, the Nijitin Tender Tokwal Kingam Yang.
All phenomena depend on the accumulation of interrelated causes and conditions. There is not a single phenomenon which appears without an interrelation of causes and conditions. It is said or it is taught that all phenomena depend on the interrelation of causes and conditions, or that they are based on the interrelation of causes and conditions. Therefore also these Buddha realms or the Buddha universes also, maybe I could say universe in which appears a Buddha. So those universes in which appears a Buddha also depends on the coming together of causes, of interrelated causes and conditions.
Nipa jeb, sabje nipa jeb ye la, durza simkin dan durzi tenba te, durzan durzi jitender kir tenba, heng jujin, sanje ji heng jujin seda dume bata nir.
The second point was the expanded explanation of the causes and conditions. This again is divided into two. First is the general explanation of the interrelation of the beings to be tamed and the Buddha who is taming. And the second is the particular explanation of the causes and conditions of the universe in which appears of the universes in which there appear Buddhas.
Tangbo durza durzi jitender kirtenpani jisi namki ying tang simkin kam tesi jarb tuk jim bovale zepa mebe durza durzi jitender sam chapar namate durzi rakan yavar seba na durzi ying tang kuy 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 kuy
First, the general explanation of the interrelation of those to be tamed and the tamer, the Buddha. The root verse says, "For as long as there is the expanse of space and the worlds of sentient beings, for that long, the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. Therefore, due to the interrelation of those to be tamed and the Buddha, the tamer, inconceivable universes appear. When the family potential or element of those to be tamed awakens, the Buddhas, the tamers, the universes, and the arrays of the Buddhakayas appear. They demonstrate methods of taming, such as miracles beyond measure.
Jesse Namki Yingdang Zawa Deva Jesse Namki Yingan Tatuka Mepatang Simkin Jakam Jang De Yindo Tamumba Tamumba Tatuka Mepa Desi Jarva Tukin Roble Desi do Jarva Dirke Sanje Tenda Jebore Taron Tele and Sinja Namda Manga Yore Desi do Jarvam Sanje Namje Tukji to Tokseva Ninji Jimbu Topta Nubata Drova namji letam Drova simchin ta ye pasanje majab namji le na sobatam le mdrava na sobasakwatam nyo mumba zepa mepe simchin namka lanta tukpa mepe yendo simchin lanta tukpa yomare simchin je kancha karchap do nyo mumba chabase na nyo mumba yang Tatuka meba, zeba meba. Maybe. Durzan rova calm down. Durzan rovam, same thing, you calm down. Same thing, lion, calm down. Muba not over you. Mm. Rova calm down. Carresena, ye cups, same thing, you calm not over it. Kahine nu mumba de cha xie jie wa ka xie na jia dan cha do xie jie wa ka xie de mo xie jie wa ka xie yang xin jin la ping xin dang xie wa xie jie wa la so ba ye ka so yang xin jin la de ni kan ma da ba na so ba ye ba de ni tan be chu nyang se len ba ka so yang xin jin ka xie ne se ru bu chu le mo ba ka xie ne nang bu chu le mo ba Number two, the mobile lion, same thing, Gahin, the name Niranga Chula Muba, Kahin, the Tipa Chimichula Muba, Lasoba, Lamja Capsa Maja, Muba, not so by it. He said, Androbe, calm down, come not so bata, Muba, not so bata. Your bata. Dorzis Tumba Sanje Namje Tugje Ta Chunije Tender. Chunyi je tenden rao, rang yin je tenden rao. Chunyi je tenden san je machape, tu nyewar nawa te. Chunyi je tenden si je te, je tang na so, mege wangbo tang, zog ni tenden re, mege wangbo la ting te, mege nam ki zog lun jokwa te tenden re. Tenden rao yong kubi junsen karasana, junsen te, Tini chuni lara lepa, ngopo namje rangin lara lepa. Rangin ya chuni te an tato na tongpa ni le tongdo yewe. Nyevar nama te, teyang, chu ji yin le, chu tamche je ne lo chu ji yin tongpa ni le. Dorza simchin je reksam, kamte, linji marek pa jose, Chetan Durza Simji Nana Rik Gam Khan Dehi Nyingbo Yore Rik Tan Khan Dehi Nyingbo Yona Yang Linji Chiba Marek Pe Drip Deyo Vare Linji Chiba Marek Pe Drip Deyo Kapso Tan Khova Lache Valang Bo Yore Linji Marek Pe Jose Linji Marek Pa Te Simji Nam Trop Tani Rangin Che Rang Rangin Marek Pa Yang na Simji Nilo Dirki Ningbo Rang Ngo Marek Pa Te tingji su yoba re, tingji jipa marikpa. Kunta, kunta te, teni, chonta la tena takwa la sopa re, kunta lovarwe jingjian samjar ne, lovar je jing mandrapa na to je samjar ne reba se ne kipa no. Nyevar se de, kam somdo, dhokam, zokam, zumi kam somdo, silin je jorwa no. Silin si je te, tende yena chonji na jena ni jepa sepa si je te ikhenja re, gopa te lemba re. Pena shindong dao chi shindong zi ni, epar tabi shindong shindong na, tangbo shindong de la ikhenja ji sandu lang. Gere ten rao te sepa si gere. Shindong de sandu lang ni sepa am ikhenja chi ne, tene shindong de shindong zi ni ko gere. Chik se na kuma ja gere. Then, King Dong, the King April last of King Dong, the King Dong, the Nicona. Then, Lalin the Tara, Lada Lamore, then Dong. Selling and Sam Jorwana Durzi, Sanjay, Tugge, that Durza Simjinam Leda, New Mumbata, Donga, Le Donga, Hivarese Godo. Lenyo dongar khyabar sepa thap tenpa la tene durji tenpa sepa tenpa sanje namji simji namji leda nyumonda dongar khyabar sepa thap tenpa sepa durji sepa kan durvar sepa re simji durvar sepa re simji kandesan dor yaba re leda nyumonda dongar dorte khyabar sepa re pin dokar sepa re durji sanje namji Tuanpa Sanje Namje Tukyaan Tsungdeen de Jye de Tetaan Tsungdeen de Nyam de Jye Vare Simjin Je Le Je Pakcha Se Ne Dene Sepa Kapsu Sanje Je Tukyaan Nyam de Se Ne Dene Sanje Je Khingam Chukare Se Tenra Vare Duryen Jye de Dene Khingam Tang Durza Simjin Dan Durzi Tuanpa Sanje Jin Dherwa Sepa La Khingham Ti Kogudo Khingham Ti Ting Re Durzan Durzi Ji Ting Re Ting Khingham Tang Tengpa Kare Tela Ting Khingham Tang Tengpa Te Tengpa Kuyu Kuyupa Sanje Namji Kuyu Kuyupa Sanje Machapa Tene Sanje Ji Kuyu Kuyupa Tengyang Turpa Sanje Machapa Tang Sosu Chevi Lu Tokpar Kawata Yi Chipar Kawata Tengra Usungpa Tang Sanje Machapa, Tsormi Sijete, Tsormi Bechor Meba. Sundrupto, Sundrup Sijete, Jujin Jisab de Jibata of Maimba, Rangin, Rangin Sundrup de Charwa. Dortam Nyan Nam Jang, Dorbet Tate Tambechure, Dortam Nam Jang, Tumong the Nave, Tumong the Nam Sijete, Durza Tumong the Naya Jigda, Jigda, Tumong the Nave. Chondur Chembo Yeso Ko Song To Ko Song To Yundin Tenete Chondur Chembo Yela Sobatang Lulende Bertunban Zedo Lulende Sijute Sosu Chivu Lulende Ba Sosu Chivu Hiraji Simatopa Sosu Chibu Semche Toh Mutapa Tendrava Tengri. Sombare. Lulen Deba. Jarma Chechen. Sosu Malomba. Konde Kanyang Mahimba Chiyuna Jar Chenore. Sosu Long Sechete Yangnang Khova Chikpoyin. Yangnang Chanyande Chikpoyin. Sosu Long Ameba. Tenile. Jama chicken, sauce of Malomba. What an adult. Same your legend and deba. Jama chicken, sauce of Malomba, the needy is it. Number yin to Jose Jang, you are making. Ah, Timarwe. Ah. ah, me joyo is tanda kavatles zeba meba dorza drova kanda dorzi sanje je tukje ta chunye je ten de sanje ma ja bun to nyevar seba yinde deya chuji yingle dorza simjin je rakam de linji mare gujo se
six na gatna na rang da tagiona
are tanda ka karze lindrok to se Lundrug do Char Dorta de Lolin de Ba Lolin de Ba Temper and Jet Otten Yago. I yin so many.
So the root verse says, for as long as there is the expanse of space and the worlds of sentient beings, for that long the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. In the commentary it says, for as long as there is no end to the expanse of space, Diru Senchen Gikam Kamla Kamgi Janda Karare
Kam Sejidang
Yingam Semjin Jisi Namke Ying Dang Sem Gikam
Diru Semjin Jikam
Yang Mepare Karedo
Ye Gatso Kam Natsopa Nanji Gatso Mepa Natsopa Yer Semjin Rang Yibakaso Semjin Jikam Rang Yimadawa Natsoy Nanji Gatso Mepa Natsopa
Maybe potential or what? Nature?
Yetang kam se jeda rang yin ra.
Inherent nature? Nature.
Then the same thing ka khe kondro chi top che wa. Same thing ka khe ntra do top che wa. Ka khe ndo cha top che wa. Tien ra wo la kam se jeda kam ra.
Character. Then we have to change the root text also, and the worlds of sentient beings, characters. Yeah, then it's better to say in the root text, for as long as there is the expanse of space and the characters of sentient beings, for that long. For that long, the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. This character of sentient beings, while it is still at its base, there is no end to the expanse of space. There is also no end to the characters of sentient beings, or maybe the nature of sentient beings. And exactly for that long, the compassion of the victorious ones will be there. Rinpoche says, for if victorious ones, you can use many synonyms. You can say the Tathagata, the Buddha, and so on. So it's the compassion of the victorious ones, the Buddhas, and so on.
So as long as there is no end to the expense of space and no end to the character of sentient beings, the power of the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma and afflictions of sentient beings will not be exhausted. As long as the expanse of space is not exhausted, also the afflictions of sentient beings won't be exhausted. And as many, or as we can say there is no end to space, we can say there is no end to afflictions of sentient beings also. As there are as many afflictions as there is no end to space. What I was reading was the root text. What I'm explaining now is the commentary. And the commentary is on page 173. So these universes will appear due to the power of the inconceivable interrelation of those to be tamed, that means the aspiration of sentient beings. Now, due to the interrelation of the aspiration of those to be tamed, i.e. the sentient beings, and of the tamer, or tamers, the Buddhas, compassion. Those to be tamed, the sentient beings, have different types of aspirations. They have different types of characters. Some have a fundamental attachment or desire. Some have fundamental pride. Some have a fundamental jealousy. Some have fundamental stupidity. Some have a character with which they want to benefit others fundamentally. And talking about Buddhists, some have more the aspiration to be non-Buddhists, to follow other traditions. Some who are Buddhists then, some have more aspiration to become a Shravaka, some have more aspiration to become, to study the Mahayana. These are all the different types of aspirations or different characters of sentient beings, which are those to be tamed. And then there is the tamer, or there are the tamers, the Buddhas, or the compassion of all the Buddhas, which is the other part of the interrelation. And they are interrelated naturally. Here it says the interrelation is an interrelation of dhammata, that means a natural interrelation. This is similar to when we look at an object with our eyes, we have to look at the object. So the eye and the object are interrelated. Based on our power, vision power, we can see the object. So there is an interrelation between our organ of seeing and the form, so that we can see the form in the end. This is also a natural interrelation. Here this interrelation is that there is the aspiration or the character of beings, and on the other side the compassion of the Buddhas, which are interrelated. And due to this interrelation, the worlds of where the Buddhas appear in appear. this potential or this, yeah, the potential or this Sugata Garbha of sentient beings, of those to be tamed, is not yet recognized. That means generally all sentient beings do possess the Sugata Garbha or the Buddha nature, the potential, the family. Oh yes, the root text says the family potential or element of those to be tamed, when the family potential or element of those to be tamed awakens, the Buddha, the Buddhas, the tamers, the universes and the arrays of Buddhakayas appear. Right now, the potential or the family potential or element of the sentient beings is not awakened. It is temporarily covered by the stains and by the stains that it is not recognized yet, by a spontaneously existent ignorance, an ignorance which does not recognize this Buddha potential. One could also say this spontaneous ignorance is the ignorance that one does not recognize the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature. One does not recognize one's own innate essence. But once Kuntak Loborwe Kiengi Sam Jornegi Denda Karere Kare Song Song
Kuntak Loborwe Kiengi Sam Janetene Dorze Nerkam Sede comes from the Jeva Langresi.
Oh, last one. Mm. When this fundamental or this spontaneous ignorance is coming together with incidental conditions which are completely imputed, then it happens that these beings to be tamed take rebirth in samsara. That means they take rebirth in the three realms, which is the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. So due to this ignorance which does not realize the Buddha nature, and due to causes or conditions, temporary conditions of complete imputation, these sentient beings, those to be tamed, take rebirth in the three realms in samsara. What will happen is two of the 12 interdependent links, namely craving, there will be craving and taking. Craving is the eighth of the interdependent links, and taking is the ninth of the interdependent links. Craving, the eighth one, is, for example, when we see an apple and we think it is very delicious, then craving is the desire that wants to have this apple. This is what craving is. And then taking is the actual act that we take this apple. Rinpoche said, maybe if it's still on the tree, we might steal it. This is what is taking then. So in this way, sentient beings take rebirth in samsara, in the three realms, the form realm, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. And the tamer, and the compassion of the Buddhas who are the tamers. This also comes about. The Buddhas who are the tamers are called the tamers because they teach the methods of how sentient beings can pacify their afflictions, how they can pacify their karma and their suffering. These are all methods to tame the beings with. So for the benefit of beings, they use methods of taming. Therefore, the Buddhas, the teachers, they are called the tamers. So at the same time as the sentient beings take rebirth in samsara, at the same time or spontaneously together, also the compassion of all the Buddhas, the tamers, appears. So at the same time we have all the karma, the habitual tendencies. When the karma and the habitual tendencies of sentient beings awaken, also this compassion of the Buddhas awakens. They come together at the same time. And as it says in the root text, the universes and the eras of the Buddhakayas appear. So the compassion and the karma and afflictions of sentient beings, the compassion of the Buddhas and the karma of sentient beings come together, and the Buddha and the universes appear. The universes, which are the base. If the Buddha wants to teach and to tame sentient beings, he needs a base where to teach. Therefore, here there are the shinkams, or the universes which appear. And there is also the Buddhakayas which appear. An array of Buddhakayas appears, an inconceivable array of Buddhakayas appears. It says inconceivable here because it is not to be fathomed by ordinary beings. They appear without effort, spontaneously. Spontaneously means they are not made up by causes and conditions. They are just there spontaneously. The Buddhas, the next line of root verse says, they demonstrate methods of taming, such as miracles beyond measure. So the Buddhas demonstrate methods of taming. They demonstrate these methods to tame or to teach sentient beings. These methods are so-called the four types, the four great miracles which appear commonly, that means which appear to all those to be tamed, to all sentient beings. There are four types of miracles: the miracle of the body of the Buddha, the speech of the Buddha, and the mind of the Buddha. And the fourth one is the miracle of the quality or enlightened activity of the Buddha. So they demonstrate methods like that. Many methods beyond measure. They are beyond measure and also beyond the intellect of ordinary beings. Ordinary beings cannot grasp or fathom this kind of measures with their ordinary intelligence. It is not possible for ordinary beings to grasp that. Now you have to write down the root text.
Savate Madina Kavale Sankare Sankor Samara. Savate Yundiya.
For as long as there is the expanse of space, And the characters of sentient beings, that's the first line. For as long as there is the expanse of space and the characters of sentient beings. For that long, the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. For that long, the compassion of the victorious ones, plural, victorious ones, and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. Next line. Therefore, due to the interrelation, due to the interrelation of those to be tamed, and the Buddhas, comma, the tamers. The Buddhas, the tamers. Inconceivable universes appear. I read once more. Therefore, due to the interrelation of those to be tamed, and the Buddhas, the tamers, inconceivable universes appear. Next one. When the family potential for Rick, or element of those to be tamed awakens, when the family potential or element of those to be tamed awakens, the Buddhas, comma, the tamers, again, comma, the universes and the arrays of Buddhakayas appear. The Buddhas, the tamers, the universes, and the arrays of the Buddhakayas appear. Last sentence. They demonstrate methods of taming. They demonstrate methods of taming, such as miracles beyond measure. I read once more through the thing. For as long as there is the expanse of space and the characters of sentient beings, for that long the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. Therefore, due to the interrelation of those to be tamed and the Buddhas, the tamers, inconceivable universes appear. When the family potential or element of those to be tamed awakens, the Buddhas, the tamers, the universes, and the arrays of Buddhakayas appear. They demonstrate methods of taming, such as miracles beyond measure. Okay.
Jesus,
The next root verse is the second point, the particular explanation of the causes and conditions of the universe. Rinpoche asks you to write down the root verse first, maybe then you can follow when he is explaining it. It says, first I read it once. Though not changing into anything other than the expanse of phenomena, Dhammadhatu, through causes such as blessings, aspirational prayers, karma, and the power of Dhammata, the ocean of universes appears. So through not though not changing into anything other than, though not changing into anything other than, the expanse of phenomena, in brackets, Dhammadhatu. Next line. Through causes such as blessings, comma, aspirational prayers, comma, karma, comma, and the power of Dhammata. Once more, through causes such as blessings, aspirational prayers, karma, and the power of Dhammata, last line, the ocean of universes appears. The oceans of universes appear. The oceans of universes appear. Once more, though not changing into anything other than the expanse of phenomena, through causes such as blessings, aspirational prayers, karma and the power of Dharmata, the oceans of universes appear. The Dharma Dhatu, or the expanse of phenomena, is the object of vision, of the individual vision of the Sugatas. The Sugatas, the perfect Buddha, their individual object of vision is the Dharma Dhatu. The Dharma Dhatu is the expanse of all phenomena. The expanse of all phenomena of samsara and nirvana. It is beyond being an object of thought nor one of expression. With your intelligence or intellect, you cannot grasp it, you cannot think about it, nor can you express it with conventions. It is completely beyond thinking and expressing. One calls the Dharma Dhatu like that. One says the Dharma Dhatu beyond thinking and expressing. It does not fall into extremes.
Yang so so no other young and poor young and young.
So maybe it is not separable or something. If we have samsara and nirvana, it is not separable. There is no space between samsara and nirvana. And on the other hand, it does not fall into the extreme of neither samsara and nirvana. Therefore, one says it is the never-changing Dhamma Dhatu which is beyond thinking and expressing. And the universes appear, though not changing into anything other than Dhamma Dhatu. They don't become anything other than Dhamma Dhatu, still they appear. They appear through the blessing though not changing away from Dhamma Dhatu, the universes appear. Therefore it says here Mingyur, unchangeable. Therefore it is also said the Dhamma Dhatu is unchangeable. Though the universes don't change away from this Dhamma Dhatu, still they appear through the blessing of the Sugatas, without being covered by other stains. That means the Dhamma Dhatu is completely pure in its essence. It is not covered by other stains. Also the universes which don't change away from the Dhamma Dhatu are not covered by other stains. The Dhamma Dhatu is not covered by other stains or substances, by nothing which is substance. It is pure by its own essence. It is not veiled at all. Yet, through the blessing of the Tathagatas, through special aspirational prayers of the Bodhisattvas, these special aspirational prayers are visionary aspirations, prayers in which they see their future realm, with which they want to purify this future realm. So due to the blessing of the Tathagatas, the special aspirational prayers of the Bodhisattvas, and due to the actual accumulating of karmic accumulations by ordinary sentient beings, and due to the power of Dhammata, the power of Dhammata here means it is an absolute interrelation, due to an interrelation which is absolute, due to all these causes and conditions. Limitless, infinite oceans of worlds or universes appear.
This chapter about how the universes arise according to the Mahayana is divided into two: the explanation of the causes and conditions which give rise to the universes, and the actual arrangement of the universes. Rinpoche explained the first point, the explanation of the causes and conditions which give rise to the universes, which again was divided. It was the brief explanation of the causes and conditions and the expanded explanation of the causes and conditions. The second point was again divided. That was the general explanation of the interrelation of beings to be tamed and the Buddha the tamer, and the particular explanations of the causes and conditions of this of the universes. This was what Rinpoche explained today. If we summarize that in brief, then it gives you the reason of and the way of how the Buddha, who works for the benefit of beings with him teaching the Dharma, how he, the tamer, is interrelated with the sentient beings who are to be tamed. That was the one. And the other one is, we know about the causes and conditions which make up the worldly realms or the worldly universes. And now we have to think about that. We have a lot to think about now. Mistake in the root verse. The last line says "Tope gyule shinkam gyamtsor nang." They left out the gya, ra gata ga yata gya before gyamtso. Though not changing into anything other than the expanse of phenomena, through causes such as blessings, aspiration, prayers, karma, and the power of Dharmata, the oceans of universes appear.
Three times.
Though not changing into anything other than the expanse of phenomena, through causes such as blessings, aspiration, prayers,
karma and the power of dhammata, the oceans of universes appear, though not changing into anything other than the expanse of phenomena, through causes such as blessings, aspirational praise, karma, and the power of dhammata, the oceans of universes appear.
This was now an explanation from where the universes arise. Tomorrow Rinpoche will explain how the universes are arranged.
Trupa tam che se pa sanje tang, trupa rangin jinji simchi ni, dreva yonggu pa jumtsen kare, chu jen dreva yonggu pa jumtsen kare. Nyeba te, tene sanje tang simchi ni, dreva se pa ting, hinkam te yi jujin kare, te kang sen zong. Tini di kye.
Dangpo, tam trupa selve,
Trupa sepa sanje tam trupa rangi jinji simchi ni chuji dreva yonggu pa jumtsen kare. Tangpo. Nyeba te tar sanje tam simchi ni dreva sepa ting hinkam te jo kang lang songwa re. Jo jing kang lang songwa re.
In brief, what Rinpoche was explaining was what is the connection or interrelation between the Buddha who clears away confusion and delusion and sentient beings who have the nature of delusion and confusion. The Buddha who has eliminated Trupa Sangye Rangi Trupa. So what was the relation between the Buddha who himself has eliminated his own delusion and confusion and sentient beings whose nature is delusion and confusion? They have a relationship based on Dharma, or a Dharma relationship. And the second was, if the Buddha wants to teach sentient beings, then he needs a base where to do that. This basis are the universes where the Buddhas appear. In the second chapter, it explains the causes and conditions how these universes where the Buddhas appear come about. When we dream, for example, we experience or we see very many different types of sentient beings. If we think about what is the reason why we see all the sentient beings, or also we experience the ground, in the dream, the ground, the base. If we think about the reason why do we experience this base or this ground, this way of thinking is similar to the way of thinking which was just presented in thinking about why the universes and how the universes come about.
Yanang also Malam the Sanjay the Kaljavaina Matsu Malam the Sanjay and Jargo Bajin Kare, Jitin Kare Sanjay and Jarva Kazi. Yes, I can double till the rank there go no. Yet you could put in same car. Young Taylor Samona, the page about Sepandao young.
Or when we dream, and we dream that we meet the Buddha from face to face, when we then analyze with our logic what is the reason why we meet this Buddha in the dream from face to face, what are the causes and conditions that we can meet this Buddha. Or also when we meet the Buddha in the dream, then he needs something to stand on, or he needs a
Milan to Sanjay, Milan Tana, Yam, Yijanan, he conned the Sanjay to come, Yawar, making Tong Devanda was in it, Chargo Bajan Sinker. Making Tong Devanda was Chargo's a part of the Namka Tongbata, Namka Tongba Ted and Ravayan, Sajin Angre, then Ravanango Bajan Sinker. Then Ravo Jena, then Ta Trava Jena. Kunzop to Chi and the Samantama Cups, the Jujin tenders open now, are it? Jujin tenders open now at the Sharku Vijun Sinkar, so Jaber Cups, then Sanji Machapa. Sanji Machapa said, Louis Joyo Lendeb and Rao Chagri. Chagri. Sam the Mapa Jude, the Mapa Yanson.
If we dream this dream of the Buddha, where we meet with the Buddha from face to face, it is not alone our mental consciousness that perceives it. It seems that also we perceive this Buddha with our eye consciousness. And for that we have to have a reason, or we have to analyze for the reason why we perceive him with our, or why we see him with our eyes. The reason for that is because there is some empty space which we look through. And just on a relative level, everything or all appearances appear due to the interrelation of causes and conditions. But when we think about the reason why all these appearances appear, then the reasons are inconceivable. That means we cannot grasp it with our intellect. In the text it also says they are in, the reasons are inexpressible.
Dandan Drupan Tatam Jet the driver, Tongba Ni Samju Lindabare. Gunzop the Jujin tender Tor Sanjanamo. Sanjay Simjin Jindeva and Jujin tender Tor Sanjanamore. Sanjay Ji Kangang and Jujin tender Sobanamore, Sena, Digi, Tani Labakasa.
If we apply that to the two types of truth, to the absolute truth and the relative truth, then the appearance of the Buddha and the sentient beings, the tamer and those to be tamed, on an absolute level, they are emptiness without any mental elaborations, and therefore it is inconceivable and inexpressible. But on the relative level, they appear as the mere accumulation of interrelated causes and conditions.
Tene Tundan to tender imbecena, tender latumbe chavre, colo part of Gumba. Tender in his own day, Gunzop the tender genoma to Tundan Tumba Nere. Tene Sanjay the Simjinjin Deva, the Kangamje, Jijina, tender imbecena, don't tamba Tumba Nere.
Tundam tender, Mare.
Tundam Tumba Nere, don't tamba Tumba Nere.
The young Kasaman.
Tender genoa imbecena, don't tamper tumba nere.
because it is, or they are just appearance due to interrelation on the absolute level, they are emptiness.
Yeah. Tene peke peke chise jama jani so kende sabe tene jani apado.
Those who study Tibetan, it's very good if you study it based on the root text.
Sabe te peke tene jani deva yinchi ke tene jani.
If you study the root text upon the Tibetan and the commentary upon the English, it's very good. Those who don't study Tibetan, it's good if they study the root text and the commentary both upon the English.
Sanje
The Buddha, or the relation between the Buddha and the sentient beings, and also the causes and conditions of the universe where the Buddha appears. On the relative level, it is just an accumulation of interrelated causes and conditions. They appear like in a dream, like an illusion, like miracles, like rainbows, like the moon in the water. On the absolute level, they are emptiness, which is free of all mental elaborations. About this, we have to gain certainty, we have to cut our doubts.
Beings, for that lonely compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. Therefore, due to the interrelation of those to be tamed and the Buddhas, the tamers, inconceivable universes appear. When the family potential or element of those to be tamed awakens, the Buddhas, the tamers, the universes, and the heirs of Buddhakayas appear. They demonstrate methods of taming, such as miracles beyond measure. Though not changing into anything other than the expanse of phenomena, through causes such as blessings, aspirational prayers, karma, and the power of Dharmaja, the oceans of universes appear.
Koto tambo jangon lodun thaye je songre tandan jangon mu je kodong den de chiran so tene lodun se je yobate yera karpa sambore karpa sambo ni samko do tene pege jangi so chi di tawate lo lo zo na tene do tan den jangon lodun thaye rang ke songre tene jangon lodun thaye chi chuge re ye sinam chembe
ye. This text is composed by the first emanation of Jamgon Kongtrul Lodre Thaya. Now that we can study this here in front of the Kudung of Jamgon Rinpoche is a great fortune. We have to think about that. We have to know that it is a great fortune. Those who study Tibetan, it would be good for them to learn the root verses by heart in Tibetan, because it is the speech, the teachings of Jamgon Kongtrul Lodre Thaya. It is the Dharma language of Jamgon Kongtrul Lodre Thaya.
Gewande
jo kun sanam yeshe lejo sanam yeshe lejo dhamba kuni topa sho mingyol lempo koye tashe yen lak tukcho sungye tashe Tada jemme tuki tashi, yalwe kusum tuki tashi.
Nede nimo dele, jindele nime kuya, yin zin tada zin leba kusum tuki tashi.